Heavenly Father, it is my prayer at this time that the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, the hearing and understanding of those present would be acceptable in your sight now and forevermore. Amen. Well, we've been looking for a little while now at how God sees us and at what we are to Him. And today we come to the exclamation that we are God's workmanship. This comes from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. You see, God made us. You know, we know that from our account in Genesis and in the creation story, that God made Adam and Eve out of the clay. And I think one of the really, well, He made Adam out of the clay and then He made Eve out of Adam. One of the things that I find really interesting about this story, all throughout the creation story, God would make something and then He'd say, it's good. The things He was making were good. But in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, then God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let him rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, over all the creatures that move along the ground. So that's what God made us for, was to take care of the earth. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. Then God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground. Then in verse 31, it says, God saw all that He had made and it was very good. You see, all throughout creation, you know, God makes the earth and that's good. And He makes the sky and He makes the sun and He makes the stars and the moon and it's good. And then He makes man and it's very good. He even said that knowing what was going to happen next. But He made us. We are His workmanship. And in the verse in Ephesians where it talks about the workmanship, that's not just the fact that He made us. I didn't write down the Greek word and so I don't remember what it is. But the word used here in Ephesians for workmanship doesn't just mean He made us. It means He crafted us. We are works of art in His hand. Works of art. Everybody made by God. In Isaiah chapter 64, verse 8, yet, O Lord, You are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are the work of Your hands. I was reminding this and I was thinking about it and again, not having my head completely together today. I was reminded of the little pinch pot I made in grade school. A little clay pot, it's about this big. And you take like a piece of clay and you make kind of a shape in it and then you mash your thumb down in the middle of it to make out the inside. And then we painted it. I don't remember what grade I was in. Kindergarten, first grade. It's yellow. And I know where it is. It's in the drawer in our the thing in our dining room. And I meant to bring it in and show you this wonderful thing that I made. I think I was 5 or 6 years old. There's a reason it's in the drawer. But it's, yeah, Ruby's is, oh, I think I have Ruby's on my desk in work. But that little yellow pot was on my dad's desk where he worked until he retired. And I guess he was tired of it. He gave it back to me. But we're, you know, thinking about that, the fact that that is a thing that was made. And I didn't really think about it, but to my dad, it was precious. Just like the pinch pot Ruby made in school is precious to me and sitting on my desk at work. I read a story the other day in a blog on the computer about a woman who is a quilter. And I know my mom quilts. There's probably some others of you here who quilt or do some kind of handcrafts and have some appreciation for that kind of thing. But she was driving down the road one weekend and she saw a sign that said, yard sale, quilts, $5. You're already shaking your heads. Well, you're going to be sick to your stomach by the time I get done with this story, let me tell you. She thought, they can't possibly be quilts if they're being sold for $5. So she pulls into this yard sale, which she said is not the kind of thing she usually does, and she goes over to where the quilts are, and sure enough, there's a stack of quilts, beautiful, handmade quilts in marvelous condition. Not just little wall hangings, but quilts, big quilts. And the woman who's running the yard sale comes over and she says, "Are you interested in those?" And she said, "Yeah, I'm just looking at them, kind of checking them out." And she says, "Well, they're only, you know, they're $5 each." So this woman says to her, "Well, why are they so inexpensive?" And she said, "Well, I went to Macy's not long ago and I got this beautiful comforter for my bed with matching pillowcases and a dust ruffle. These quilts, well, my husband's grandmother made them. And they don't go with the decor, so we're just getting rid of them." And she's looking through this, and she pointed out in particular, I think she said her favorite one was, it's a grandmother's garden pattern, which, if you don't know, it's a little hexagon with that's one color, and then another one around it, and then another row around that. And she's looking at that one. She says, "Yeah, especially that one, because she made that one out of her husband's old shirts. You know, she couldn't even be bothered to go buy new material to make this. She had to use it out of old scraps of shirts." And this woman was just absolutely appalled that she didn't care about this craftsmanship that went into making these. And I know even with the ones my mom made, that some of them were all hand done. Well, there were a couple of them you made on a machine. You pieced together on a machine and tied them. Even that takes a long time, and it's a lot of work. But I know there have been some quilts she had sitting on the big quilting frame for years. And she worked on them. You worked on them almost every day. Well, it seemed like years. Probably did to you too. But the work that goes into that, $5 for something worth so much. Something that should have some kind of value in your heart. But they don't match the decor. Or you got something that you think is better at Macy's. God works on us. You know, it starts really at our birth, well, before our birth. Psalm 139, verse 13. "You were created, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb." We weren't quilted, but we were knitted. God put us together in our mother's womb. That's the verse that you hear so often when people are talking about abortion, the fact that God starts on us from the very beginning. He starts making us, and he's never really finished with us until we're done. Again, the verse in Ephesians, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them." You see, he created us for a purpose, to do good works that he prepared for us ahead of time. So he has something for us to do. Again, I'm not going to tell anybody what it is they're supposed to be doing, but it's the kind of thing we need to find for ourselves, what God has in store for us, the work he has for us, because he's still working on us. We are of value. In Matthew chapter 13, Jesus tells the parable of the pearl of great price. If I can find it here. Here we go. Starting at verse 45. "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it." Heaven is the merchant. It says heaven is the merchant. We are the pearls. We are of great value to God. So much so that he sold everything he had. That is, he sent his son to die on the cross for us. That's how valuable we are to him. We pray and he listens. He answers our prayers. He blesses us because we are so valuable to him. His workmanship that he worked so hard to make continues to work through us for a reason. We are that valuable to him. Now, I don't want to get accused of tickling people's ears and just telling people that, you know, "Did you grab your ears because you thought I was going to tickle them, Ruby?" Okay. I don't want to be accused of just standing here and trying to motivate, just to make you feel good. God's word makes us feel good. You know, I understand that. But you need to leave here with a little more than just feeling a little bit better about yourselves today. And that's important. Hopefully nothing I'm going to say is really going to bring your self-esteem down or you know, maybe boosted. I don't know. Hopefully if your self-esteem is being boosted, that's God building your self-esteem. I had a boss once who at my annual review, he said to me, "What is there I can do to help improve your self-esteem?" And I kind of looked at him funny and I said, "I don't think there's anything you could do to improve or diminish my self-esteem." But I'll stress again, we're God's workmanship. Feel good about that. Feel quality about that self. If you're ever feeling down on yourself, just remember God made you very good. The bad news is this. We talked, I think the first message in this series, we talked about the fact that we as Christians are children of God. He's adopted us into his family. So we're God's children. We're also his workmanship. The bad news is that everyone is God's workmanship. He made everyone. Everyone has that value. Everyone is worth that much. Not everyone is God's child, but everyone is his workmanship. Everyone in this room is his workmanship. Hopefully everyone in this room is his child as well. As we're followers of Christ, as we're endeavoring to follow him, we are his children, adopted children. Everyone you come across in your day is his workmanship. Whether they're his child or not, they're his workmanship. And he made them for a purpose. Every member of your family, whether you'd like to admit it or not, is his workmanship. Everyone you meet, wherever you go, whether you'd like to admit it or not, is his workmanship. The person who cuts in line at the grocery store is his workmanship. The person who cuts you off on the road is his workmanship. The man who lives in the cardboard box underneath a bridge is his workmanship. The single mother who's struggling to get by and take care of her family is his workmanship. And sometimes we're ready to put them in a pile and sell them for $5. We cannot forget what God has done for us. But we need all too often to remember that everything he has done for us, he has also done for them. Some of them don't know it. And if you're looking for a good work that God created you for, maybe that's it. Maybe it's to tell them, to at least plant that seed, to let them know that God loves them, to let them know that Jesus died for them, to let them know that God the merchant has sold everything he has for them too. We need to remember that not only in our own lives, but in the lives of others as well. Amen.
Who can live in your sanctuary? Oh Lord, who can walk on your...
This program has been copyrighted under the Creative Commons Attributes Non-Commercial Share Alike License. For additional information about Faith Community Christian Church, or to contact Pastor Colin, please visit our website at www.faithc3.org.
Well, the benediction is the good and final word, and we put it at the end so you don't miss what came in front of it. And the good and final word for us today is a reminder that we are his workmanship. We are of such great value to him. We have been crafted in the hands of the Master, of such great value to him that he sent his Son to die for us, each one of us, and others as well. It's up to us to let the world know, to let those who don't know how valuable they are. Or as I said, are we ready to stack them up and sell them for $5? The service is over. Your service must now begin. Go from this place, workmanship of God, and be blessed. Amen.